you know, the people I'm working with, the projects that I'm working on are super exciting. But with real estate, what we're wanting to do with it is create that choice down the road if we want to stay within the job or, you know, be able to go full-time into real estate.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Eileen Prack is a real estate investor and the co-founder of Bonavest Capital. Her focus is on investing in multifamily syndications and is on the path to creating time freedom for her family and two young children. Eileen is also the co-host of the How Did They Do It real estate podcast. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Sam.
Hey, the pleasure's mine. The pleasure's mine. The same questions I ask everybody who comes on. Can you briefly tell us, where did you start? Where are you now? And how did you get there?
Sure. So I started off, like most people, you know, with the W-2. I'm still in my W-2 now. We started off with single family homes. And really, the light switched off when I became a mom for the first time with my first son. And when we decided that we wanted to create passive income for ourselves and for our family, you know, we really appreciated how time was so precious to us and everything. And so we wanted to look for different ways of creating different streams of income. And, you know, that's when we came across multifamily syndications, and we really loved the space and how the format of it and the people that we're meeting, the whole entire process with the syndications and just learning and growing within like real estate and our education base. And then also ourselves personally, it has been a really great journey so far. So we've invested in a couple of passive investments ourselves to get our feet wet and to, you know, really get really understanding the space some more. And then, like you mentioned, also after that, we started our own podcast because we found it to be a really great way to learn from other people in the industry and just up our notch in our real estate investing and just learn from the really experienced people in the space.
Right. Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. So, and the other thing I think that's a common theme I've heard is that, you know, people learn by going in as limited partners first. And I think that's actually a valuable, I mean, I've said it 100 times here, but that's a valuable, you know, process to take because you get to see how it's done. You get to see how other people do it. You get to see what you like, you don't like, things like that. Have those deals that you invested in gone full cycle yet?
No, not yet, but we're really excited because one of the deals is in the middle of doing a refinance. And this is less than, you know, we've invested in this one here in less than 2 years. And so we're super excited to get that back. Yeah. So it's been really exciting.
Do you think they'll be able to return 100% of the capital?
I think it was close to like 80 to 90% of the capital is going to be returned. So that was incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's very few things like real estate where you can put an investment in, get your money back, and yet retain your equity position. I mean, imagine that in stocks, right?
Yes.
Oh, we refinanced you. You gave your money back. You still own the stock, like said no one ever. But yeah, we get to do that in real estate every day. That's super cool. That's super cool. So then you guys decided to, once you were limited partners on a few deals, you said, hey, you know what? Now we should go out and be general partners. Or what was your next step?
Yeah. So after really getting our education, because we started off as wanting to just do passive investing and, you know, just get that mailbox money and just really learn about it. And we really liked it a lot. And the people that we're meeting were super great. And it eventually turned into more of a passion for us. And so that's kind of why we started the podcast and we decided to look at things a little bit more on the active space. And we're like, hey, you know, if other people can do it, we can definitely do it as well. You know, we want to learn from these people. And we really actually enjoy doing what we're doing right now in the multifamily space. And so it's become more of a passion for us.
Right, right. So are you guys coming in as co-GPs then in other projects? Or are you guys actively going out and finding your own deals right now?
So both. We've co-GP'd on a couple of deals, you know, because we found that it's super valuable to partner with other people who are really experienced in the space. So you can really follow in their footsteps because like what they say, you know, success leaves clues. You don't need to recreate anything in real estate. You know, somebody's going to have the answers. And so we're wanting to partner with really well-respected people in the space, people who have good morals and people who have the same visions and goals that we do. At the same time, learn as much as we can from them. And at the same time, you know, we're outsourcing our own deals and looking to be sponsors ourselves.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. You guys are hitting the process that many people take, which is the LP to co-GP to then, you know, your own running your own deals on the general partnership side. And like you said, I mean, what an amazing way to learn. I mean, shoot, that's exactly what I've done. You know, amazing way to learn from other people is to get right in the thick of the deal and see how the details and how the interactions and all those things take place. So you don't screw it up. I mean, that's invaluable education.
Yeah, especially, you know, being part of starting off as an LP, you really understand what the investors are looking for and how the sponsor team is communicating what you like and what you don't like, how you can implement that into your own deals. And because everybody communicates a little bit differently, but it's like, how do we receive it? And how do we want to project that onto our own investors when we get our own deals and everything like that? And so we've taken a lot of lessons learned and then apply it to, you know, our own investors as well.
Right, right. That's really cool. That is really cool. Fantastic. Well, I'm excited. So let's jump in then. Maybe from while you're, I got one more question for you. In your journey, have there been some things that have been surprises or pitfalls maybe along the way that you've gone, hey, I didn't see that coming?
I don't think, well, I would say it's not really surprises because as we've along this journey, we've had a lot of conversations with different people. You know, what they say is real estate is not a sprint. It's a long-term marathon. And so that definitely holds true. You know, it's when the going gets tough, you know, you're not seeing the traction or anything like that, but just keep kind of motivating yourself, keep moving forward. You're like right there to your goals, you know, just you're going to see results, but just kind of don't give up. And so that's like the constant reminder that we keep getting, that we keep hearing from other people. And so that's one of the things that was like, we just have to keep reminding ourselves. It's like, just keep going, just keep going.
Right. Yeah. You'll never find success if you quit. So that's absolutely true. That's really cool. Let's talk about the money side of things a little bit. I know you guys, again, you went in with your own capital first, but what's it been like on the capital raise side for you?
Yeah. So the capital raise side, you know, we're still in the very beginning of everything. We were able to co-partner with some experienced sponsors, like I mentioned earlier, and bringing in a couple of investors. And that was within our own like network that we have built, you know, just with networking and being in the space and just trying to build a name for ourselves and people like resonate with what we're doing and how we are as people, as ourselves, communicators. And so it's been really great to have those people put their trust in us and want to take that journey with us. So it's been an interesting journey for us and really, really grateful for the opportunities that we've been given.
Gotcha. Very cool. So I guess just to get this right. So you were able to partner with the other sponsors that were able to bring most of the capital to the table. Is that right?
Yes. Cool. Yes.
Cool. And so what's your plan going forward? How is that going to be the same way you continue to progress? Or do you guys say, all right, you know what, I've got plans for something else?
Yeah. So with our partners, what we wanted to do was not only just help bring in the capital and start our process with that, but really be part of the journey as well and how they're managing the assets. So, you know, we're on the calls every week with the asset management team, learning from them, listening how we're implementing the business plans and everything like that. And then also, you know, we're, you know, continuing underwriting and everything like that and being part of the overall process. So we want to look at things holistically, understand the full life cycle of the syndication process. You know, it's really important to be strong in one aspect, but at the same time, we need to be able to understand all the moving pieces as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You said you currently hold a W-2 job as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Is there a long-term plan? And some people say, you know, I love my job and I don't ever plan on, you know, working out of that. But what's your long-term plan on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I really do enjoy my job that I'm doing right now. I work in finance in an aerospace company. And so, you know, the people I'm working with, the projects that I'm working on are super exciting. But with real estate, what we're wanting to do with it is create that choice down the road if we want to stay within the job or, you know, be able to go full-time into real estate. Really, our goal is just to be able to create enough income for ourselves where we can have that choice where we don't have to be dependent on it if we decide to not go that path. And really, you know, the main purpose of real estate and our investing journey is to create that time freedom for ourselves so we're able to spend it with our family and with our kids because time is short.
Right. Yeah. You said it. No, that's really cool and good for you. One, for finding a job that you love. I mean, that's hard to do, I think. But also at the same time, having that vision of, hey, you know what? Maybe if I don't want to do this, I can set it up where I don't. And many people get that wake up call after they've lost that job. You know, they're like, yeah. Oh crud, now I got to figure something else out. And then they find the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book and go, why didn't I find this a long time ago?
But, yes.
You know, good for you for planning that out, you know, long in advance. I guess as you think about your journey thus far, has there been anything in the mindset or just kind of change in the way you think that has helped you in your real estate journey?
Absolutely. I think that mindset has been the biggest, I think the single most biggest factor that has impacted us in our real estate journey. Because without that mindset shift, we wouldn't have been able to get to where we are today, because we're always thinking small and we're always like limiting ourselves by, you know, having these conversations with other people in the space, opening up our minds to what we can achieve as people and getting over all these limiting beliefs that we have on ourselves and what we've put on ourselves. It has opened up a lot of more opportunities for us and has been able to, you know, push us further so that we can drive ourselves to achieve bigger and better things that, you know, in the past, we never would have thought that we could have done it. So by opening up our minds and like being open to all these different opportunities and really just embracing the journey has been a huge game changer for us.
Yeah, I like that line, embracing the journey. I think so many times we just want to get to the end, we want the result. We don't want to go through the process. And without that process, you know, there's really no result. So,
Right. And so, you know, because with the process though, it's so easy to kind of like just, you know, give up and everything like that. So you just want to really enjoy the journey along the way and just focus on that piece of things, because you want to keep it sustainable. You know, this is a long-term play. You want to be loving what you're doing and everything like that. And so just keeping that kind of like in the forefront, I think it's really important.
Yeah. What have been some things you've mentioned, you know, the temptation to quit or give up a couple times? What have been some things maybe that have come your way that have tempted you to take that exit?
Like what I was kind of mentioning before, it's like the long-term journey. And so as you're putting all your efforts into underwriting deals, making connections, networking, putting on podcast episodes, a lot of it takes a lot of work. And if you're not seeing the traction, if you're not like getting the results that you're expecting, or you put those expectations in your mind, it's really easy. And a lot of times we take a look at it and we're like, oh, we're not seeing those tractions. We're not seeing those results. You know, we're not getting on these deals fast enough. And then when you really look at it and you're it's so easy to just like, okay, I can do something easier. I can go back to like single family. I can do something, you know, just stay in my W-2 job and not have to worry about real estate, you know, just take the easy road out. But at the same time, we focus on why we are doing what we're doing, you know, and the end journey and what we want to create for ourselves and for our family. And then that has just kept us motivated and not wanting to give up, because like what I was mentioning earlier, we're really enjoying the journey now, especially with the people that we're meeting and everything like that, because we want this to be a long-term play, not just something short-term.
And I think that's a great mention there, that oftentimes there is that temptation, you know, where it's like, oh, wait, you know, I know how to make money doing single family rentals. I know how to make money doing wholesales. I know how to make money. And if you're putting in all the time and effort into this and you're not getting the results you want, sometimes that temptation can be to go, well, why don't I just go back to doing what I was doing? Well, because it's not sustainable. That's the whole reason you left in the first place, because those are, you know, those are things that they're what I call quick hits. It's like, oh, you can make a bunch of money real fast, but then it's not building a business. It's not building, you know, long-term wealth. So that's super cool. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we jump here into the final four?
Yeah, like the whole mindset shift types of things is, you know, really focus on getting your mind to a place where you're open to opportunities, opening up yourself and, you know, not putting those limiting beliefs on yourselves and just realizing that you have the capability to control what your outcome is, but just really focusing your energy on, you know, those specific actions that will help you continuously get to that next step in your journey.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Very cool. Very cool. Eileen, here's the final four questions. The first one's this. If I give you just $20,000 to invest in real estate with no previous real estate investing experience, what would you do with it and why?
Definitely would jump into multifamily syndications as a passive investor, build up that passive income, and then really learn from the sponsors and then see what I can do from there.
Right. That's great. If you could help our listeners avoid just one mistake in real estate, what would it be and how would you avoid it?
Investing with the wrong sponsors, because it's so easy to invest with people who are presenting really great numbers, outcomes and everything like that, projections. And instead of falling in love with those numbers and the projections, you know, really make sure that you're vetting the sponsors and don't be afraid to walk away from any deals, because there's always going to be another deal around the corner. You don't want to ever get into a bad situation where you're investing into a deal, you know, and lose all your money.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. I've not lost all my money, but I've certainly put my money in places where it didn't belong. those are painful situations. Yeah, you hit that on the head. When it comes to investing in the world, what is one way you're making the world a better place?
I think with the world right now, you know, we have the two young kids, and so we're trying to help the world at least by really investing our time and efforts and building up our children to be the best people as they can be, so they can be, you know, go out and make more differences in the world and impact other people as they touch and meet them as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned pre-show that these are pretty young kids. So you got your hands full. So good for you. That's a lot of work. Bless you. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
Sure. They can definitely go check out our website. We have a due diligence for passive investors. It's just at bonavistcapital.com/checklist. And they can go ahead and download our checklist there and then get in contact with us. They can also email me at eileen@bonavistcapital.com.
Eileen, thank you so much for coming on today. I certainly appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sam.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen. If you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.